You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Minute after 7 o'clock, Friday morning with the Dom and Jeremy show here at Mix 100. Hope you keep Mix 100 turned on all day long. Shannon will guide you through the work hours with Denver's best mix of music. Studly Steve will escort you home in the afternoon. And then, of course, the award-winning Synergy Show, keeping you company at night. Hey, let's throw in a quick little congratulations on this show, if we may.
I was going to ask if we can talk about that.
I texted him and asked him, and he said, yes, we could.
Okay, good.
So we would like to report here on the Dom and Jeremy Show that Studly Steve, who handles afternoons at Mix 100, is now officially engaged.
Oh, he's in love.
Those wedding bells are about to ring.
It's such a beautiful time in his life.
That's why he's been doing all those push-ups.
That's right. He's got to look good in that tux, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, congrats to our boy, Steve.
Mm-hmm. And very happy for him. Ladies, sorry, fiance. He's now officially off the market.
Yep, sorry, ladies. Good for him.
Yeah, we knew, we've actually known that he was going to be proposing, but we didn't know when he would, because he said something to us a couple of months ago.
I thought he was going to back out, get scared.
That's the thing, I guess, with telling several people that you're going to do it, that you kind of got pressure on you. If you do change your mind, you really can't. Because
they say that you're supposed to do that, like if you're starting a diet, like a big, you know, weight loss routine, that you're supposed to tell a bunch of people because they kind of hold you to it and you kind of feel accountable because you tell a bunch of people. So then you're basically forced to lose the weight to say, you know, I accomplished my goal.
Well, I heard that has been said for years, but that psychologists are finding that the opposite is true when it comes to weight loss and stuff.
Oh, they don't know, Dom.
They say that if you announce a goal, that your brain interprets that as having almost accomplished it, and so you're not as likely to follow through.
All I know is I told multiple people I was going to lose about 20 pounds, and I did because I told a bunch of people.
So. Well, you're the exception.
I'm the exception.
They say that if you go out and make big proclamations, that you're not as likely to, actually. But it might be different if you're telling people you're going to get married.
Right, yeah, again, it's been debunked with Steve. So.
Way to go, Studly Steve.
Good job, Steve. Put a ring on it.
What do you think he's hiding from her?
Gosh, I don't know. He's a big nerd like me. Probably some sort of storage unit somewhere filled with Star Wars memorabilia, because he is a dress up like a Star Wars character kind of guy. And I would imagine he's got...
Are you making that up?
No, I am not making that at all. He's a big Star Wars nerd.
So I knew he was into sci-fi stuff, because he and I have talked about sci-fi books and stuff. Yeah, I didn't know that he dressed up like a Wookiee or something.
Yeah, May the 4th the other day, he posted a picture of himself in some sort of Obi-Wan-looking outfit. So
really?
I'm surprised she said yes.
Unless she's the same way.
Yeah, she's the same way.
Maybe she's got the little... Maybe she puts the cinnamon rolls on the side of her head and says, I'm Princess Leia.
Look at me. Hey. I will say, I was talking a few minutes ago about how there's a new line of He-Man action figures. They're like these retro action figures that look like the ones I collected in the 80s when I was a kid, and they've been released. And I have been buying those and not telling Nicole, and I'm tucking them away in the basement in my own little collection. And I don't know. Well, she guess she knows now.
I don't understand you in listening. Collections anyway, though, because you buy stuff and then you take it and you hide it away in little plastic bins and stack them up in the basement.
You got to keep it in pristine condition.
But why?
Condition.
It's not a collection.
Yeah, it is.
It's just something
you're
down
still
in
collecting,
storage.
And they're very special, and you keep them sealed up and in good shape, and then you pass them on to your kids, and then they can sell them for millions of dollars.
Well, no, they're never. No, it's just not going to happen.
The story we didn't get to today in trending just a few minutes ago is the one from Target. Let me scroll back up because this is kind of relatable to this. Here it is. They're going to stop selling Pokemon cards for safety reasons. They say they've been more valuable during the pandemic. And last week, somebody pulled a gun in a Target parking lot in Wisconsin to try to steal these Pokemon cards from somebody. A box of these cards from 99 just sold at auction for $400,000. A single card from whatever this Pokemon collection is just sold for $300,000.
Do you have those?
I don't have those, but I have a bunch of comic book cards from the 80s and 90s.
How much are those worth?
Our whole collections. I got to look them up, but I would imagine they're probably worth a couple bucks now.
Okay.
And they're in the, you know, the little, like, how you collect baseball cards.
I like that, though, that you're
going
to go buy Star Wars toys,
no,
leave
He-Man.
Them in the package, put
He-Man.
Them in a bin, hide them away out of sight.
Yeah, not tell my wife about them. Because they're not cheap. They're like $15 an action figure, which is not cheap.
She into any kind of, what does she hide from? What do you think Nicole is hiding from you? Besides that one guy. What is she
that
hiding
one
from
guy.
You?
One guy. I don't think anything. Anything at all.
But if she's
really
hiding
don't.
It, you wouldn't know. See, that's
Back
the thing.
Back in the day, I think she was hiding all of her scrapbooking stuff for me because it was like $20 for a sheet of stickers.
So what you're saying is you knew she was scrapbooking, you just didn't know to the extent.
I just didn't know the cost of everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I do know, I will tell you that she is 100% sick and tired of me talking about action figures, talking about He-Man. Talking about this reboot that's coming to Netflix. I was talking about it yesterday, and she just got up and walked away. She's like, I can't.
Can
do this
I explain
anymore.
To you why she's sick of
well,
it?
Well, it's nerdy. It's stupid. I'm
no,
a grown-ass
it has
ass
nothing
man
to do with it
talking
being
about
nerdy.
Cartoons.
Yes, it has nothing to do with being nerdy. It has to do with the fact that you are a grown-ass man, and you're all excited
well,
about
absolutely.
Toys. These are my toys.
Yes.
These are my little action. This is my G.I. Joe. Look.
It's all right to have collections, though.
Well, it's, I guess.
Yeah, it's just this fun stuff that's coming back from my childhood, and it makes me feel good.
Toys. That's why
Are
she's tired of
you trying to deny me of feeling good?
No, I think you should have whatever makes you feel good. Well, not whatever, but there's some things you should have that make you feel good. But to keep babbling about it to your grown-ass wife.
It's so exciting to me.
Is
and
the
it's,
thing.
She's the one that she's going to get the brunt of it because she's there with me and we have our conversations and she's going to get
Nicole,
this.
Nicole, you made your choice
I'm
many
sorry.
Years ago, my friend.
Hey, listen, I will tell you right now that all of a sudden she has gotten into houseplants. Our neighbor is a gateway plant person. She gave us, it's like a gateway drug. She gave Knick Knack like two little sprouts off a house plant that she has, her lovely woman. And now all of a sudden our house is exploding with house plants everywhere. And I'm having to hear about soil types and this plant goes here and don't water this one too much. And this one needs more sun.
Right.
And all of a sudden, we got 20 house plants in the house, and my nose is itching, and we have little gnats flying around everywhere.
I can see the benefit of having greenery and shrubbery around your house versus your He-Man
toys.
Yeah,
but then it's like, look at this plant. Check out this leaf. You know, if you cut it here, it'll grow. And what do you think of these flowers? I'm like, I don't care. I don't like house plants.
About a year ago, Gretch got into mushrooms, and I mean into it. So she is selling stuff online. It's insane. And I'm not sick of hearing about it. For me, it's that I don't understand it.
Are these, we should clarify, they're not like psychedelic mushrooms.
No, it's not
this
psychedelic.
This is like you eat, put them on a pizza.
Yeah, those, the rare ones and ones that are like of a medicinal, you make tinctures out of them.
What's a tincture?
Yeah, look it up.
Uh-oh.
it's like, they do provide a lot of health benefits, and I get that. She went to a mushroom festival a couple of weekends ago, and my thing is that I just feel stupid because she keeps talking about it, and by now I should have picked up and I should have learned. Mm-hmm. When she was out of town, she had these mushroom things growing out on the back patio. She's like, take the spray bottle, and each day I'm going, go out there and use the spray bottle just to miss them. And then about 4 days later, I sent her a picture. I'm like, look how big these are getting. And she said, you've got to pick them right now. Pick them right now. Get a baggie
and then what?
Thing, pick them, and put them in the fridge. And it was the grossest thing to touch because I don't like mushrooms. And I had to pick these, like, dozens of them off this thing, and they're, like, creepy feeling on your hands. And
mushrooms
I don't
smell
understand
funny.
That.
I love that somewhere out there there is a mushroom festival.
Oh, my God, you should see. And they're a bunch of hippie-looking people.
Yeah, I would imagine.
But they make it clear in all their literature, this is not psychedelics. If you're coming here to try to get high, you're coming to the wrong place.
No, you just need mushrooms for your spaghetti sauce. It's a classy.
She is so into it, and I just don't get it.
You just glaze over, don't you?
But I'm really happy for it. And when she started selling stuff,
That's pretty cool that she's doing
you know,
that.
On Etsy and everything? Yeah, I was like, oh, all right. Suddenly you've got my attention. There are people just like you out there.
Weirdos.